Part 5 of the Mind Calm Program. Love. The daily schedule for this part of the program is as follows. Morning Mind Calm Sitting, using Om Love, with your focus in the heart center. Daytime Mind Calm Game, Loving Pink Light. Heal the part of you that is them. Daytime Peace with Mind Protocol. Get peace with your relationships. And evening Mind Calm Sitting, using all 10 calm thoughts. Recommended duration for each calm sitting is 10 to 15 minutes or longer if you have time. The primary calm thought for this part of the program is Om Love, with your focus in your heart center. Calm thought meaning. Consciousness is love. It is an all-embracing, all-allowing state of being within you. Love can never leave you because it is the fragrance of your very being. Love is beyond all the conditional thought judgments and needs no mind-based justification or reasoning. Love is your true nature and is always present to be savored by being shared. Calm thought purpose. Mainstream media and modern-day schools of thought can give the impression that love is earned. You cannot love yourself or be loved by others until you live up to some criteria, suggesting that your personality, body, career, social life, etc., need to be a certain way for you and them to be deemed lovable. This isn't true. Conditional love like this is not love. Love is non-conditional and non-judgmental. It is therefore beyond the opinions of the mind and has no requirements or rules. Love is the natural byproduct of letting go of the mind and returning to the essence of your being. Calm thought focus. Using Om Love with your focus in your heart center can help you to let go of believing that you need to do, prove, or be better before you can be lovable, allowing you to express love to yourself, others, and the world without being attached to getting anything in return. Mind Calm Game. Pink Loving Light. Heal the part of you that is them. This technique is ancient in origin and can be used to heal relationships. It is used to heal all pain and suffering between the user and the subject by healing your inner resistance towards yourself and others. When using the Pink Loving Light game, you are, in essence, healing the part of you that is them, which makes much more sense when you appreciate we are all ultimately one consciousness, having multiple human experiences. Here's the instructions for the Pink Loving Light Mind Calm game. Step 1. Close your eyes and engage Gawo by being gently alert with your attention wide open. 2. Get yourself into a loving space. Remember a time when you felt loved or experienced love. 3. In your mind's eye, picture pink loving light radiating from your heart, encompassing you in a pink sphere. Step 4. Stay within your pink light sphere. Remember a most loving memory of yourself. This could be recent or from your childhood. And project this aspect of you outside the pink light sphere. Cover this projection of yourself with the pink loving light still radiating from your heart. Step 5. Then, starting with your immediate family, mother, father, siblings, partner, children, imagine them appearing individually in front of you, outside the pink light sphere. If possible, make it an image of them in a loving memory. In your mind's eye, picture yourself covering each of them with the pink light, as if you were icing a cake. Cover them with the light, and then let them go and move on to the next person. If there is someone who you cannot remember as part of a loving memory, just picture him or her in front of you. If you cannot do this, visualize bringing them to stand at a distance or even facing away from you Tip 6. Next, do this with anyone with whom you still have an emotional charge or discomfort. And finally, 7. Allow for anyone else to show up, whether you know them or not, covering him or her with a pink loving light, and let them go as well. In the beginning, this process should take no more than 10 minutes a day, eventually getting down to 5 minutes. If you can't visualize the pink light, that's fine, as it's the intent that's important. Once someone is gone, assume that they are finished for the day. You'll get a sense of when someone is complete and no longer requires the pink light treatment. Some people will not show up for a while. Others, who you didn't expect to see, will suddenly appear to receive their pink light. This technique has been highly successful with people who have been raped, molested, or abused. Runaway children have been known to reconnect with their family within weeks of starting to use it. Although most people using this technique find it easy to do, some can have difficulty with step 4, when they're covering themselves with the pink loving light. So be gentle on yourself and enjoy the results. Peace with Mind Protocol. Get peace with your relationships. Use the Peace with Mind Protocol to heal your relationship with your relationships, including past partners, current partner, family, friends, colleagues, or anyone you dislike. Aspects of your individual relationships that you might also want to heal your relationship with include sex and intimacy, different opinions, common interests, tastes in food, conflicting habits, or social preferences. Using the above list as your inspiration, consider what you currently perceive to be a problem relating to your relationships. Then use the Peace with Mind Protocol to get peace with the thoughts and emotions that you're having about a specific issue relating to relationships. For example, let's say you are resisting a relationship breakup. Every time you think about the person, you feel sad that you're no longer together. First, you want to decide the thought that you're resisting most about the split, which could be, "Without them, I'm nobody." Remember, the mind tends to exaggerate. You would then notice where you feel that thought in your body when you think it. Then go on to let the thought and emotion be present within you with no resistance and a bring it on mindset. Remember, you're not saying bring it on to the fact that you split up, but to the thought you're having about the split. By getting peace with your thoughts about your relationships, you can be at peace with past, current, and possible future relationships. Mind calm around relationships can also help you to live in a less attached way and not be dependent on others to feel loved, and as a result, enjoy more unconditional love.